This is the Everyday AI Show, the everyday podcast where we simplify AI and bring its power to your fingertips. Listen daily for practical advice to boost your career, business, and everyday life.
OpenAI has just released a new model called GPT-4o. So this is actually our second episode of Everyday AI. We normally just do this once a day, but it was a big enough announcement from OpenAI just about an hour ago that we had to come back for a second time today so you can stay up to date. So we're going to tell you not just what this new GPT-4 model is, but we're also going to give you quickly 12 things that you absolutely need to know. All right. Well, hey, if you're tuning in, maybe for the first time ever or for the second time today, my name is Jordan Wilson. I'm the host of Everyday AI. We're a daily live stream podcast and free daily newsletter helping everyday people learn and leverage generative AI to grow their companies and to grow their careers. So, hey, thanks for tuning in if it's your second time. But if it's your very first time, make sure to go to youreverydayai.com. Sign up for the free daily newsletter much later today, right? Because we have a lot of news that we're trying to sort through. So earlier today, we brought you the AI news that matters for the week. So now let's just dive straight into this new announcement from OpenAI, a little bit about what it is and why it definitely matters. All right, so today we're just sticking with the facts and some observations, but tomorrow we're going to have a much more in-depth episode full of hot takes as always. It's Hot Take Tuesday, so we're going to come with it. All right, so here's what you need to know. Well, right now the new version GPT-4o is what it's called, and if you log into your account right now, into your ChatGPT account, you may already have access to this new model called GPT-4o. All right, so it's pretty exciting. That was a fast turnaround, pretty quick release. Also, you will need to make sure you select that model. So if you are an avid ChatGPT user, such as myself, make sure when you log in that you select the newest model, GPT-4o. All right, so here are 12 things that you need to know. So first, the basics. So the new model is called GPT-4o, which stands for Omni Model, right? So essentially what that means is the ability to kind of work with it or in reason, in text, video, audio, and more. So more on that here in a minute. All right. Second thing you need to know, GPT-4o will be available to free and paid users, right? I kind of found that interesting. I don't know if now there is as much of a reason to have a paid account. So we'll get into some of the differences between what a paid account actually gets you. But a big part of OpenAI's announcement today was really about their desire to make this technology available to all. So pretty big kind of thought there, pretty big move by OpenAI. I'm actually, you know, like I said, this is brand new. So I'm checking this as I even type to see if you have access. So it looks like at least right now, you can only access this model if you are on the paid plan. Right now, if you are on a free plan, even without logging in, you can still use the old model, GPT-3.5, but it doesn't look like everyone, users who aren't logged in, at least cannot access this, at least as of, Monday afternoon at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Things could move quickly. All right. Third thing that you need to know about this new GPT-4o is that paid users will have 5x the capacity limit as free users. So again, we don't know, at least right now, what other differentiators there will be between the free account and paid account. If nothing else, this is huge news, I think, for free users to have the ability to use the exact same model as paid users is actually something we haven't really seen out of the big large language model players. So as an example, up until this recent announcement, ChatGPT, so OpenAI's model had, big difference in the model between free and paid tier. Google with their Gemini 1.5, big difference between the free and the paid tier. Claude 3, big kind of jump between, you know, Haiku and Sonnet versus the paid version in Opus. So this is the first large language model that we've seen aside from Meta's Llama 3, which is kind of free and pretty much open source. But aside from that, this is the first kind of big play from a large language model worker that gives free, you know, free and paid users the exact same model and level of access. Again, at least now, that's what they said. Maybe there might be future capabilities or future features for the paid version of ChatGPT Plus. But right now, it looks like the only differentiator might just be the limits. So having five times the capacity if you are a paid user. All right. Number four, well, speaking of more things for free users, even free users will soon be able to access the GPT store, which was previously limited to ChatGPT Plus paid users only. So if you don't know anything about that, so essentially ChatGPT and OpenAI have what's called a GPT store, which is a very simple way for people to go and create essentially a custom, pretty simple version of ChatGPT. So you can give it kind of custom instructions, some custom configurations. You can drop in your own documents, things like that. So now all of a sudden, you're going to open that up to every single free user out there. So I don't believe you will be able to use this if you're just, you know, in an incognito or not logged in. But OpenAI did say today that even if you are a free user, you will soon have access to the ChatGPT GPT store. So pretty big news there. And I am checking live in real time, y'all. This is like literally as quickly as we could get a podcast episode out. So it looks like right now I'm checking, and even in a free account, because we have multiple paid accounts and multiple free accounts. So I just went into a free account and don't have access to the new GPT 4.0 model yet, but we do have access to it, obviously, both on our iOS, so the mobile app, as well as obviously in the browser in the paid account. So yeah, let me know. Did anyone out there, I know we're going live here as well as the podcast, but wondering if anyone here live has jumped in. Number five thing that you need to know is, well, GPT 4.0 combines transcription, intelligence, and text-to-speech essentially all in one mode. So OpenAI kind of went through kind of a historical look at how they've traditionally handled, you know, conversations with in AI, right? So conversations with a large language model. In a lot of it, you know, there's a lot of things going on, especially if you're using your voice to talk to ChatGPT, or if ChatGPT is talking back to you, which is the read aloud option has been available for quite some time. But, you know, we're going to leave some demos in our newsletter today, which should be going out here hopefully in an hour or two. But, you know, the ability now to have all of this happen in one instance without a bunch of latency is pretty impressive. All right. The sixth thing you need to know, and this is actually, I think, maybe the biggest, is there will be a new desktop assistant that can, quote unquote, hear and see what you're working on. So again, and we're going to talk about this more in our Hot Take Tuesday tomorrow, but OpenAI did what they said were live demos, and they looked pretty live, unlike Google's kind of snafu back from December when they previewed their Gemini model for the first time. And then we kind of came to find out much later that it was all a marketing stunt and none of it was actually live. Today's demo did truly look live, and it was confirmed by, you know, at least one or two OpenAI senior staff members that it was live. It wasn't a pre-recorded demo, and it, you know, I watched it myself live. It looked like it was live. There were a couple hiccups as well, but the new desktop app, I think, is huge. There were also some videos that OpenAI put out on their YouTube channel, about 10 or so short videos showing some of the different capabilities. And I like that they do a split screen so you can kind of see what's happening inside of the GPT 4.0 interface, as well as presumably what is a live recording of the user or users who are interacting with this kind of new desktop assistant and on the app. The desktop assistant, I think, is going to be huge, at least if the way that they demoed it, if that actually comes to fruition, where you can actually, you know, have a desktop app, you can be working on something on your computer, you know, and an overlay on the screen is what it looked like, but the ChatGPT app would come up. You can click to speak to it and say like, hey, you know, look at this on my computer screen. You click one button, it gets what's on your computer screen. Help me solve this problem. Help me improve this code. Help me finish this email, right? So pretty cool. You know, it's technically not an AI agent in the form that we've thought of it, but this is kind of agent capabilities, right? Like maybe not autonomous agents, but one-click agents, right? So think with this desktop app, no matter really what you're working on, being able to instantly have a one-click conversation with this new GPT-4o and to be able to share with it within what looked like one click, kind of what's happening on your screen, and for it to be able to help walk you through it, maybe help you, you know, create a blog, you know, finish a blog post. You know, I think that changes really how we work, because before, you know, even people who are great at ChatGPT, you would have to do a lot of things, you know, uploading files, screenshots, documents, etc. And now it seems like this new desktop app, whenever it does or may be released, is really going to make that experience much more seamless. So if you haven't already gone through the process, whether actually physically working with AIs in your day-to-day or even in your mind, right? So we're going to have more on that tomorrow, but you're going to, most people out there, right? And presumably, you know, OpenAI is kind of the pace car here, and everyone else, I'm guessing, will be scrambling to catch up. But, you know, if you haven't already come to the conclusion, and, you know, we, in our 2024 prediction show back in December, we predicted this, that, you know, most people are going to be working with agent workflows in 2024. And this is, I think, the first example of that is just having essentially a dedicated agent in the form of a desktop app that can see what you're working on. You can talk to it quickly and it can help you work in real time. At least to me, that was probably the most impressive piece of the demo. There are a lot of other things that were really cool, but that was one of the most impressive to me. Number seven, and hey, if you do have your question, get it in. We don't have a ton of time, but we'll try to get any of your comments. You know, Douglas said he doesn't have 4.0 yet. You might have to, you know, if you are listening to this live or on the podcast, you usually, this is just, I'm an internet dork. So try logging out, clearing your cache, clearing your cookies, logging back in, and presumably you might have it at that point. But I'm guessing this, like most updates from not just OpenAI, ChatGPT, but any large language model, you know, they're iterative. They're slow to roll out. They go in phases. Sometimes it's available to everyone. Sometimes, you know, you might have to wait a couple hours, a couple days. So yeah, make sure to go check that out. All right. So here's another big piece. Number seven, GPT-4o is rolling out the API at a reduced cost. So OpenAI said it is much faster and much cheaper to use the API as well. So what that means is there are literally thousands, probably tens of thousands or even more of products that you probably use every single day that are connected to ChatGPT via OpenAI's API. So presumably what that means is those programs are going to be getting faster and better because they will have access to this new model, and OpenAI said it is much cheaper and much faster. So presumably also, right, especially if you're an enterprise company and if you're paying a lot of money, maybe you, you know, got into a contract with a company maybe a year ago and it was pretty expensive, you should be revisiting that contract because especially over the last year, you know, the API has gotten much more affordable and faster. But now even with this, it is getting even less expensive. So pretty big news, especially if within your company's tech stack, you're working with multiple, pieces of enterprise software that have a OpenAI GPT connection via their API, which is, you know, nowadays it's like it seems like just about any enterprise software, whether it's marketing, advertising, communications, CRMs, et cetera, it seems like they all have some connection to GPT. All right, number eight. So OpenAI demoed a live view mode, presumably being able to use vision in real time. I say presumably, right? Because I never really want to report on things even when they look true, because, you know, Google really just, you know, kind of, I won't say that they straight up lied to everyone, but they were not very truthful in their original Gemini marketing video in December. But it did look very legit and very live from OpenAI. But essentially where you had some people on the stage, some developers, you know, literally just turn on a camera, and it is a live view on the camera, and to say, hey, ChatGPT, what is my reaction? You know, and the developer was smiling, and ChatGPT said, it looks like you're happy. So the new model was able to literally recognize video in real time, which was crazy. Another one was solving a math problem, a simple equation in real time. Again, the developer was showing the camera and, you know, literally working out a math problem by hand and asking ChatGPT for directions on how to solve. This is essentially, it looks like OpenAI is delivering on what Google teased with its marketing, but never actually had working 6 months ago. So pretty impressive there. Number nine, reduced latency with a real-time feel in voice-to-voice communication. This piece was huge. So normally, if you've used any voice model, even if you were using the voice mode on ChatGPT's app previously, or anything, right? So the Google, you know, Google Assistant, Siri from Apple, you know, Alexa from Amazon. Most of these systems have a noticeable delay, even if it's maybe only a second. It's pretty noticeable. It doesn't seem like real time conversation. At least in the demos with OpenAI, didn't seem like that. The latency was very low, at times not even noticeable, right? Like I was listening and observing, and I'm like, wait. That's probably faster than I can respond if someone asks me a question, right? Sometimes like I take a second to like actually process something and think about it. And I'm like, this is a pretty quick response time. The latency was super low. Another thing is you can kind of cut off ChatGPT or GPT-4o when it's responding to you. So if it looks like it's going in the wrong direction, you can just speak and essentially cut it off and correct course. So the latency was... it seemed pretty low. All right, number 10, a couple more things. 10 just was a much more human feel, including, yes, there were some mistakes, which led me to believe, all right, maybe this was actually live and not real, right? Yeah, unfortunately, with Google Gemini, I think a lot of people, you know, have a mistrust of AI models, right? And I think the Google Gemini kind of marketing stunt, so to speak, in December with their Gemini model only increased people's mistrust in, you know, these big tech companies who are saying like, oh, look at our AI does this, this, and this. And, you know, turns out with Gemini, none of that was really the case. It was all kind of manufactured behind the scenes. But with this, there were some mistakes. There were some mistakes in OpenAI's demo, which I actually liked because that told me like, okay, this is believable, right? So at one time, the developer asked OpenAI a question and it was responding about something else. It was responding about, you know, oh, the wood in the table. So this was probably from a previous response. The developer just said, oh, nope, not that. That was our last conversation. I'm asking about this, and course corrected. And then ChatGPT instantly got the question correct. So it did have a much more human feel, including that, yeah, it was getting a thing or two wrong, which obviously over time and when millions of people are using it and providing feedback in real time, like, yes, this is good. No, this is not good. You know, presumably this model is going to get smarter. So next piece here, 11 of the 12 things that you need to know about the new GPT-4o, it will start to roll out to users in the quote coming weeks. All right. So like I said, a lot of people, myself included, already have access to this new model. If you are a paid user, go ahead and try now. Love what Liz said here. She said, Jordan is every IT manager. Try turning it off and back on again. Yeah, exactly. So if you don't have access yet, don't worry. You'll probably get access in the coming days. But not all of these features are available yet, right? You know, right now, this new model, so it's two different things. You have to think of it as that. There is a new model, and then there are all of these features that work with the new model. So it looks like OpenAI is probably first going to be rolling out just access to the new GPT-4o model. Again, O stands for Omni model, or the, you know, kind of what they're hoping is or will be referred to as the everything model in the Omni model. So it does, most people are going to have probably access to that first before all of these other features, but do pay attention. So we don't know what's going to be rolling out first. As an example, will all of these updates first be coming to the app? Will the desktop app, kind of the smart desktop assistant be rolling out, in the coming weeks as well? Not sure, but do check. And obviously, if you tune into Everyday AI, we do this show literally every single weekday. We go live at 7:30 a.m. Central. So maybe this is your first time listening. So, you know, as these new updates get rolled out, we'll obviously talk about them on the show. And then we have Google. Our last thing to know is Google is likely in trouble. We have a commenter here, Cyber S from YouTube, saying, is anyone excited about Google tomorrow? Yeah. So the timing on this one is interesting, right? So OpenAI just officially announced this this event about 3 days ago, whereas we've known for a couple of months that Google has their I/O developer conference tomorrow. So OpenAI just kind of swooped in here and maybe potentially stole the limelight. I mean, we'll see what Google announces tomorrow, but man, if I'm sitting in the seat at Google, I'm not feeling super great, right? Number one, you know, a lot of these kind of features or capabilities were teased by Google, like I said, 6 months ago in their original Gemini marketing video. And turned out that a lot of it was manufactured behind the scenes, kind of this ability to interact with an AI in real time. It wasn't real. None of it existed, right? Google later shared a research paper that said, oh, here's how we actually put it all together. It was multiple steps and a human was involved. We took the video, we grabbed frames, then we prompted and re-prompted the AI, and then, you know, we spit out this result. So it wasn't actually true. So if I'm Google, I am not feeling good heading into the I/O developer conference tomorrow, if I'm being honest, because OpenAI just came and kind of took their lunch and their dinner. All right, so tune in for that. Actually, tomorrow, we're going to be coming in with hot takes on what this actually means. All right. So today's kind of extra edition, just bringing you the facts on this new GPT-4 model. So again, we're going to go over it very quickly here. Here are the things you need to know. The new model is a GPT-4 variation called GPT-4o, which stands for Omni Model. GPT-4o will be available to free and paid users. Paid users will have 5x the capacity limit as free users. We don't know what other differences there will be. Four, even free users will soon be able to access the GPT store. Five, GPT-4o combines transcription, intelligence, and text-to-speech all in one mode. Six, the new desktop assistant will be coming out that can hear and see what you're working on. Seven, GPT-4o will be rolling out to the API at a reduced cost. Eight, OpenAI demoed a live view mode, presumably being able to use vision in real time. Nine, we saw a reduced latency with a very real-time feel and voice-to-voice communication with the new model. 10, it had a much more human feel, even including mistakes and the ability to cut off the model. 11, it will start rolling out to users in the coming weeks. A lot of people have access to the model. Features will be rolling out. And 12, I personally think Google is in trouble. So we'll be talking about this tomorrow. If this was helpful, let me know in the comments. Hit that repost. Share this with your friends. If you're listening on the podcast, maybe for the second time today, thank you for your support. If you want to leave a review on Spotify or Apple, we'd super appreciate that. So we hope to see you back tomorrow and every day for more Everyday AI. Thanks, y'all.
And that's a wrap for today's edition of Everyday AI. Thanks for joining us. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave us a rating. It helps keep us going. For a little more AI magic, visit youreverydayai.com and sign up to our daily newsletter so you don't get left behind. Go break some barriers, and we'll see you next time.